I think that I learned something about writing and editing because, you know, I couldn't just hit the delete key. I couldn't just grab it and delete it. So I had to think about what I was going to write. I learned that I don't think there's a great deal of value in telling people that a record sucks, because there's, and this is not an original thought on my part, but there's too many good things that aren't receiving attention to waste time and energy telling people that, yeah, this third record by this group from the East Side is kind of dull. Why don't you not bother? Because I think it's important to support anybody who's performing live. I mean, to this day, when I go see a band, I buy their CD from them. I don't have to be in love with the band. Quite often, I've never played the CD again. But, you know, like, man, I just gave these people $10 right in their hands, because they're not making any money through any streaming service. They're not making any money through anything but their merch table. So going all the way back to then, I think that's the primary lesson I learned, was because I was getting to know some of these people as people. Coda was a great friend of mine until he died. I mean, everybody had jobs. There was no, you know, if anybody made money off the MC5, it was Jack Holtzman and Elektra Records. It wasn't anybody. It wasn't John Sinclair. It wasn't the band. Nobody had any money. So I think everybody pulled together, and it helped instill in me a spirit that I think I would rather spend my time and energy supporting, you know, people's endeavors rather than cutting down somebody.